Well, basically, we, a Sustainable Resilient Longmont, partner with the Sierra Club Ready for 100 campaign, which is a national campaign to try to move local municipalities to commit to 100% renewable energy goal. And so the idea, you know, from the start was really to try to get city leaders, including the council and the mayor, to say that, you know, we want to move in this direction, and we want to set a goal of 100% renewable energy by 2030. So that was what it was all about.
There was an election in 2017. There's a new mayor who didn't necessarily run on a platform of sustainability or environmental stewardship. And so were you surprised, or how did the new mayor influence or come into this?
Yeah, well, I think the campaign did a terrific job of getting awareness out and educating the community, including all the candidates running for office, about our campaign and what the issues are, and also what's at stake, you know, if we don't move away from fossil fuel dependence. So for example, the question about whether or not the candidates would commit to 100% renewable energy was asked at every single candidate debate, including the Longmont Chamber debate. And, you know, and also the Longmont Democrats had a debate, and also SRL and EcoCycle hosted another debate. So I think through those debates, through, you know, just getting the word out there about our campaign, we did a really good job of raising awareness during the campaign. And in fact, Mayor Bagley did say in the affirmative that he supported that goal going into the election. So so we were obviously really happy to when we found out he was ready to go forward with it after he got into office.
So this goal is to be 100% clean renewable electricity by 2030. Where are we at now?
So it really depends on how you define renewable energy. So the Platte River Power Authority is where Longmont gets its power currently. And so right now, PRPA, if you go to their website, has like about, I think, 11 to 15%. But the large majority of that they define as renewable, but the large majority of that is hydroelectricity. And it's only like 3% solar. And so, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to beef up their investments in truly renewable resources, which we define as solar and wind power. And so they have, if you're looking at the numbers that way, they have a long way to go.
When you make a commitment, or when the city leaders make a commitment to be 100% renewable energy by 2030, they're really committing the utility to be there. And so what relationship does your campaign have with the utility, which is a municipal utility in Longmont?
Yes, it is. And so it is different from Boulder and some of the other, you know, towns in Boulder County, and which is really an advantage that Longmont has, I think, to be able to work directly with the Longmont Power and Communications and the Platte River Power Authority. So we have not worked as directly with LPC, the Longmont Power and Communication, but we have, we did chat with Tom Ronetis, who also is chair of the PRPA board and represents Longmont on the PRPA board in addition to the mayor. We did chat with him after one of the city council meetings we were at. And so I think, you know, we'll be working with him and talking with him more, because I think now that the commitment has been made, it's going to be a lot more about tactical on the ground. You know, how do we actually make this happen?
So it's only 12 years away for us keeping track here to 2030, as strange as that seems. That will come around pretty quickly. So are there benchmarks that have been set in place? Is there a strategy that's been outlined to get us from where we are right now with renewable energy to 100% in just 12 years?
Yes. Well, there's a couple things going on in that regard. One is that after the mayor's proclamation in December, the city council just last week on January 9th voted to implement a resolution with the same goal of 100% renewable energy by 2030. In that resolution, they actually did set benchmarks. They want to try to be 50%, I believe it is, renewable by 2022. And they also requested that the PRPA report back to the city on an annual basis with sort of how they're, you know, they're like how far they're moving along towards the goal. So I do think that it is a long-term goal, but it is, I do think it's feasible. I think it's going to take a lot of, you know, continued community activism and grassroots support to try to make sure that it's happening, essentially, and that we don't back away from this goal with like a change in leadership and that is inevitable, right, in local politics.